The cost for homes in the United States to go solar has dropped by more than 60% over the last 10 years. Going solar means changing to an electrical source powered by the sun instead of coal or other dirty fuels. The dropping costs helped persuade more than 1 million Americans to put solar panels on top of their homes. Now, some public school systems are doing the same, including the schools in Fremont, Indiana. The people in this small town have always depended on sun to grow their crops and help bring visitors to their lakes. William Stitt leads Fremont's school system.
The technology has advanced so far in the last couple years that it's become more energy efficient, more cost effective for schools to get solar energy.
Fremont will spend $3 million to build the solar project. When the system is in place, it will fully power the elementary, middle, and high school buildings. It may even produce additional electricity that the school can sell to the power company. Several lines of 3,000 to 4,000 panels will be placed in a 2.5-hectare solar field behind the middle school. The school system will pay the local electricity company for use of its solar equipment. That periodic fee is to remain the same for 20 years. Kim Quick is the head of building operations for the Fremont school system. He said Fremont schools will save money even with the equipment fees. Unlike electricity costs, the equipment use fees will not go up. And, Quick said, the panels should last 40 years. After the 20 years of fees, the school district will fully own the panels. Then, the electric power they create will be free of cost. Just 3% of the nation's 125,000 schools use some form of solar power. Some have higher related costs than others. But a recent report from the Solar Foundation, a nonprofit interest group, says 72,000 U.S. schools, or 60%, could save money with solar. Schools could put panels on their buildings or place a field of panels over a car park. The Solar Foundation says those methods would save most schools an average of $1 million over 30 years. Going solar might also offer schools valuable educational possibilities. It gives teachers a reason to teach related lessons on science, technology, engineering, and math. All three schools in Fremont will have a display that kids can visit daily to learn how much energy is being used and saved. Fremont School System's William Stitt is already looking to the future.
I'd love, you know, the community and the kids in 40 years to go, man, they made a great decision 40 years ago by creating this solar project.
If all goes as planned, the Fremont School System's new solar field will be in operation by July. I'm Alice Bryant.